This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football time. All right, let's get to it, David. Music.
It can't just be about
mine. Yes. Right. Yeah. Oh, I got to talk to you.
Yeah, you got to talk. Oh, God. To me. Oh, you missed me.
This child is a blessing to the both of us. All right, what do you got?
All right, let's play a little game, Mike. Does this team take a step forward or do they take a step back next season?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. Some I think will be easier, some is not. I'm going to throw you a softball. You and David, here you go. The Minnesota Vikings, 14-3 last year.
Easily a step back. And again, could it change? Could they make a stunning quarterback signing or trade? As of right now, I think they stand to take the biggest step back in all of football. You could see them win 7 less games.
Based on projections of right now, yes, huge step back.
Okay. Indianapolis Colts.
This guy's microphone is
your mic was off.
What are you, outer space? You all right over there?
Indianapolis Colts.
No. Step forward. I think Lou Anarumo running that defense, major, major, major upgrade. I think he was the fall guy in Cincinnati. And I got to believe there's more there with Richardson. I just have to. I'll say step forward. But minor. Take it easy.
I hear what you're saying. You're right. The defense will step up. But I Anthony Richardson alone, I got to say step back. I just don't see it with him. Never will.
Okay. Told you I'm starting off with some easy ones. Cincinnati Bengals. They were 9-8 last year. Step forward, step back.
They need to start faster. They keep starting slow every year. So I'm going to say step forward because they will start fast. Joe Burrow will have all the weapons. Everybody will be there, so he'll be happy. And yes, step forward.
Forward. I'll try it one more time. They burned me so bad this year.
San Francisco 49ers, 6-11. Forward, back.
I'm going to say forward. Injuries were crazy. I think the Debo drama will be over. They'll dump him. Pearsall looked really good. CMC will be healthy. I'll say forward. I still believe there's one more really nice year left in that group. I'll go forward.
As long as they take the weights away from CMC and he doesn't do too much in the offseason to prepare for the season, I'll say step forward.
The next two are going to be interesting. The Kansas City Chiefs, 15-2.
Step back.
Preach it.
Step back.
Say it with your chest.
Based on Travis Kelce, and I'm seeing more video of him at the end of the game hugging Pat Mahomes and saying, I want to thank you for everything we've done. Sounds like he's gone, which means Pat Mahomes will be a little different trying to figure out who his next guy is on third down. So, yeah, step back.
Yeah, it did feel like Aaron Rodgers in that final game at Green Bay where, he just kind of sat back and took it all in. Yeah. The Detroit Lions, 15-2.
Well, haters ball. Step back. you don't stack 15 win seasons. Now, again, changes of coordinators. They got to retool this defense. I'm just going to say a step back. It's just natural regression.
15-2 is something that's you just crazy. Right.
Crazy.
Hear me loud, City of Detroit. Step back. It's natural. Step back. You're not going to win 15 games every season.
Okay. The Washington Commanders, 12-5.
I'm going to surprise you with this one. Step back. Because, again, 12-win seasons are not easy to have. I think the schedule will be more difficult. There's always a chance of a second-year regression. You don't believe me? C.J. Stroud. And the way that Jaden Daniels plays, I do worry about him getting nicked up a little bit. I'll say step back. I think they're a playoff team, but I don't think they're any lock to win 12 games.
I agree with you, Mike. Because it's a second year for Jaden Daniels, I think he naturally takes a step back, which means the team takes a step back, unless we have just found the quarterback of the next generation. But we'll see. But, yeah, step back.
The Dallas Cowboys, 7-10.
Step back again? They're a disaster. And I've been on the train for 3 months now. I do believe they're going to trade Micah Parsons. So as you sit and ask me on February 13th, I'm going to say step back again. I think they're terrible, guys.
I am sick and tired of the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Dak out there talking. Now it's our turn. We're going to go out there and win a championship next season. Sorry, dude. You don't have it. So step back.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, 10-7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Step back. I think they had a magical year. They got as much as you could get out of that roster, and it's not happening again. I need to see a legitimate quarterback, a legitimate offensive line commitment. And I think their defense is quite overrated at this point. And I said to David about a month ago, I said, do you think it's time to get out of the TJ Watt business? Trade him for a mint, start the rebuild. I really feel like the Steelers are on the treadmill of mediocrity. They'll win 9 or 10 games every year. They'll be cannon fodder in the playoffs. And everybody eats their dry-ass sandwiches with french fries on them. I'm saying step back. Permane Brothers, overrated.
I think they named Justin Fields their starting quarterback. I do think that they improve offensively this season. The defense, yes, while it's getting older, I do think they find their footing this season, and I'm going to say step forward.
Carolina Panthers, 5-12.
Big step forward. I'm going to regret saying this, but big step forward. I believe in Dave Canales, and I started to really believe in Bryce Young watching him late in the year. They got some money to spend. They'll make that defense a little bit better, obviously. Thielen's coming back. Don't laugh. It matters. He's solid number two, number three guy. Leggett, despite not being able to pronounce the word Thanksgiving and dropping a game winner in Philly, showed flashes. And Jonathan Brooks, kid they drafted from Texas, who blew out his knee and wasn't a factor this year. A lot of people think highly of him. I'll say a big step forward.
I hate to say this to you because he's going to be the quarterback for Atlanta, But Carolina will be where Atlanta is or was this year. They'll be fighting for a playoff spot. They'll switch. Atlanta will fall back, and Carolina will fall up. They'll climb up. So, yes, huge step forward.
All right. Well, David, I was going to save it for later, but the Atlanta Falcons.
No, they take a step back. Not because
Michael Penix, by the way.
Right. Not because Michael Penix isn't good, but he only started a few games. So it's going to take a second for him to kind of, you know, get his footing and understand the defenses out there.
I'm backing you. Don't burn me on this. Big step forward. Penix with a full off season. He was wowing people in practice.
Practice is not the game.
You know what this boils down to?
I'm going with Rico on this.
Basically, how smart is the OC? Can you come up with a playbook specifically for him? Arizona Cardinals, 8-9.
No clue.
Can I say stand pat?
They feel like they should have 8-9 tattooed on their ass.
All right. Finally, for this, New England, 4-13.
Big step forward. Love the coaching hire. Love the OC hire with McDaniels. Drake May showed some serious signs. He dragged that team into real fourth quarter games. They got a ton of money to spend. Maybe they land a T. Higgins. I'm all in on it. Major step forward.
Yeah, step forward. Winning four games last year. I think the coaching already puts them two up in my mind without making changes to the roster and adding two. So, yes, step forward.
All right. And now I have two additional questions for you guys. One, on Instagram, a certain running back for the Buffalo Bills decided he wanted to let it be known he's not coming cheap next year. James Cook says he wants $15 million a year.
Okay, first of all, I don't think Instagram would be the appropriate place to ask for a new contract, but so be it. David, hit it.
We do not pay running backs.
Franchise him one time and then throw him in the garbage. Draft another James Cook.
Will he remotely see the money that he's looking for?
I doubt it.
All right.
They're in a Super Bowl window, and they got too many other people they got to pay.
Yeah, why go to Instagram? He does not have an agent or something? I'm confused.
Yeah, dude, that's chaos.
I mean, it's
I just treat running backs like tires. They got a life cycle. You don't save your tires. You throw them in the garbage.
Finally, is this a good idea or bad idea of the NFL? Apparently, they're going to limit Travis Hunter to just one position at the NFL Combine.
Stupid.
How can you do that?
It's just dumb.
They're the NFL.
Let the team do what they want to do.
Exactly. It's dumb. He's a unique player. Why not? Why not? Teams are going to draft guys and change their roles and change how they play. And you know what? I don't care. That's stupid.
Okay.
Stupid.
No, I thought the same when I saw that. I'm like, you're really going to limit him? So what if he just goes off to the side and just runs some drills when no one's looking? What are you going to say? I was just out here staying warm. All right. Anyway, that was step forward, step back, 97-1.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.